This is the Red Sox Precap with your hosts, Keaton DeRocher and Shelley Verstrate. Part of the Over the Monster Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Red Sox Precap Podcast. Podcast from the Over the Monster Podcast Network, where we recap the series that just ended, preview the series that's about to start for your Boston Red Sox. I'm your host, Keaton DeRocher. With me, as always, Shelley Verstrate. Shelley, it seems like we're ending the season the same way we started it, and it's not very fun.
No, this is like the worst type of like crap sandwich that you could make, right?
Yeah,
like we're just losing against the Orioles, and just everything else is in the middle. Fun times.
Yeah, sure is. Let's dive on into this one. Game one, Chris Sale versus Bruce Zimmerman. And this was tough, especially coming off a sweep by the Yankees. Sale went 5 1/3 innings, struck out 6, but gave up 3 runs. 2 of those came in the 6th on a 2-run Mountcastle bomb that really turned the tide there. What was your reaction to Sale's start here?
I mean, I was surprised. I mean, because again, it's Baltimore. You expect Chris Sale or really anyone to just be dominant and totally okay. I like to see the strikeouts, you know, because the last time he was out, he only struck out 1. And in this one, he struck out 6. So that was great to see. But I don't know. I just expected zeros everywhere else. You know what I mean?
I sure do. I was pretty much expecting the same, and it seemed like the Red Sox as a whole were expecting that because the offense did not show up against very poor Orioles pitching. They managed 3 hits the entire game. 2 of those were both from Hunter Renfroe. Other than that, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Red Sox offense has been pretty bad here recently. What are your thoughts on what can they do to turn this around?
I don't know, and they need to figure out something quick because, I mean, obviously the season is over this week, so they have to figure out something. But it just seems that if Devers, Bogey, and JD, you know, if they are kind of slumping and not really getting it going, our offense just can't just get it all together. And it just seems like when all 3 of those guys kind of sort of slump or just don't do something for a night, then no one else like really does anything. I mean, Renfroe did, you know, he did go 2-for-4, which is like really great. He has been like really good, especially in the second half. But yeah, I mean, I guess our team goes when Devers, Bogey, and JD go, and they did not go, so we did not go.
That's right. A combined 0-for-11 with 3 strikeouts in this game from that center 3 there. Kyle Schwarber did have a home run. That was the other hit. Renfroe, 2 hits and an RBI. And that was it. That was all the offense. Hansel Robles followed. Chris Sale finished the 6th. Houck finished off the last 2 innings. 3 strikeouts, did give up an earned run. On to game 2. Nathan Eovaldi versus Zach Lothar. Red Sox get the win here, 6-0. This is the Eovaldi that we know and love coming off of just a god-awful performance against the Yankees. You were really looking for something like this to not only turn him around, but maybe turn the Red Sox series around here against Baltimore. Bounce back after that miserable outing, going 6 innings, 7 strikeouts, 1 walk, only 4 hits, no runs. This is really exactly what we needed from Eovaldi here, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, especially just like you said, coming off that awful outing, against the Yankees, which was like really unexpected because, you know, he had pitched well throughout the season against the Yankees. But yeah, I mean, this is, like you said, this is the Eovaldi, that we've come to, just really kind of expect this entire season. Gets, you know, pretty decent amount of strikeouts. You know, it goes about 5 or 6 innings. gives up, you know, zero walks or just one walk in this case, limits the hits. I mean, yeah, this is exactly what we needed, especially coming off like that first game against the Orioles. It really, you know, any type of outing like that really helps put a big Band-Aid over any type of offense you get, even if it's a lot or none.
Yeah. The offense was actually able to wake up here this time, at least. Bogaerts 1-for-4, J.D. Martinez 3-for-4, Devers 2-for-5. J.D. Martinez had a home run and an RBI double, or two RBI double. Gave the Red Sox some breathing room. Bottom of the order also doing a little bit of damage here. 2-for-4 for Verdugo, 2-for-4 for Jose Iglesias. However, most of all of that happened after Lothar was out of the game. He went 5 innings, only gave up 1 run, 4 strikeouts, no walks. Again, just a not so great performance against some just awful pitching from the Orioles, from the Red Sox. Red Sox offense here. Following Nathan Eovaldi was Ryan Brazier, Hansel Robles, and Matt Barnes, who finished off the last 3 innings with 4 strikeouts, 1 walk, and no hits. And then came game 3. Nick Pivetta versus Alexander Wells, and the Red Sox fall, dropping the series 6-2. Nick Pivetta went 4 2/3 innings, gave up 3 runs, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts. What did you think of Pivetta tonight?
I mean, the strikeouts were there, right? But then also, you know, a couple of, well, not a couple, 3 earned runs and 2 walks. I mean, that's not exactly what you want to see. I mean, the strikeouts were there, but still, we still gave up some earned runs to the Orioles. I mean, I know that there are a couple guys there who can hit, but we really needed, you know, that Eovaldi type of start from Pivetta.
Yeah, I thought Pivetta was generally good. His one, all the damage came on yet another Ryan Mountcastle home run to give Baltimore the lead. I feel like this was like, I think it was like a couple months ago we talked about Mountcastle on Dynasty's Child because we had like a listener question about it. And I know you're a fan, and he's never really been one that's grabbed me. And I feel like he heard that, and so he personally victimized me this week with these games here. Really being kind of the catalyst launching Baltimore to both of their wins in the series. He only gave up 4 hits, 8 strikeouts. The 2 walks isn't great in 4 2/3, but
yeah,
that's basically what led to the homers. And Mountcastle's homer, outside of Mountcastle's dinger, Pivetta was able to keep them in check, as you would have expected.
Yeah.
Brazier finished off the 5th. Garrett Richards pitched the 6th. 3 hits, 2 earned runs, 3 more runs. Only 1 strikeout, then Ottavino, inning, giving a hit and a strikeout. Barnes finished it off again with a hit and a strikeout. 11 total strikeouts by Red Sox pitching to just 3 from the Orioles. And yet again, the offense just not able to get it done. What can they do to wake up over these last 3 games?
If anything. I have no idea. Because, I mean, like, this was supposed to be like the cakewalk, right? We got Baltimore, and then we have the Nationals. And out of the two, I was a little bit more scared of the Nationals because they've been a little bit hitterish, more than you expect, especially after the trades that they made at the trading deadline. So I was like, okay, so we're gonna sweep Baltimore because they're Baltimore, and maybe take, you know, 2 out of 3 against Washington. And now that you know, we've only taken 1 out of 3 against Baltimore, I don't know. And I don't know. I have no idea. I'm afraid that we're going to have Chris Sale pitching like that last game, right? To maybe get us to the across the finish line. And then that's really just going to just be awful against into the playoffs. So I'm not really looking forward to this next week or half week.
No. And as you pointed out, those men in the middle really drive the Red Sox offense. 2 for 11 in this game, making them, if I can do some quick math here, 2, 5, 8 for 33 on the series.
Not great.
Or 36. 8 for 36. Yeah, that's not going to get it done. And considering seven of those hits came in one game. Yeah, not going to get it done. No. You have to pick an MVP of the series, though. So where are you going to go?
I guess Eovaldi, because he's the only one that made me feel okay about this entire series.
Yeah, I'm with you. With an honorable mention to Ryan Mountcastle. Touché, yes. Sir. We'll take a quick break, come back, and preview the last series of the regular season, potentially the whole season, for the Boston Red Sox. Alrighty, the up-to-the-minute standings here, as Toronto and New York just went final. American League East, Tampa Bay, having already clinched, 7 games ahead of the Yankees, 9 ahead of the Red Sox, 10 ahead of Toronto, 46 ahead of Baltimore. And those crazy wildcard standings, the Yankees 2 games up on Baltimore and Seattle, who are tied for the second spot, with Toronto 1 game behind them. And things do not get better for Boston. You would have hoped, facing the lowly Nationals, that things would be looking up. But Toronto gets this very same Baltimore squad for the last 3 games of the season, and Seattle gets LA, Anaheim, LA. So they're going to need to win all 3 of these games. Because yep. There's a real good chance Toronto and Seattle will do the same. So this is just going to be chaos over the last 3 games here. What's your general feeling heading into the series? Actually, that's pitching matchups real quick. Eduardo Rodriguez versus Josh Rogers, Game 1. Tanner Houck versus Josiah Gray in Game 2. And then Chris Sale for probably all the marbles against Eric Fiede in Game 3. What are your thoughts on this series here with the Nats?
I mean, just looking at just like the pitchy matchups on paper, I feel okay about it. I just know that I'm just going to have heartburn the entire weekend just because of just how close everything is. And honestly, it should not be this close. Because I mean, the team just totally, the offense, I guess, totally dropped the ball against Baltimore. But I mean, I feel okay-ish, and maybe I should look to see if there are some tickets for Saturday and Sunday's games up in Washington. But then I'm like, do I want to travel and then be heartbroken in a close city? Say. So I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, hey, on the bright side, you get to see Juan Soto. That's fun.
Exactly. That's always fun.
After trading just about everybody except Juan Soto, the Nationals are rolling out Lane Thomas leading off, Alcides Escobar, Juan Soto, Josh Bell, Yadiel Hernandez, Kybert Ruiz, Luis Garcia, and Carter Kiboom in the lineup there. Relatively young, relatively inexperienced lineup here. What do the Red Sox pitchers need to do to keep these guys in check and make sure they get the wins they need to here?
I mean, honestly, 2 out of the 3, you know, Erod and Sale, they just need to be themselves, right? And I think that the pitching can definitely get to those young batters. I mean, outside of Soto, because he's great. And then Houck just needs to, you know, keep it together for a couple of innings. But it's basically our offense just needs to get it together. I mean, I'm still kind of sort of in shock that we couldn't get to Baltimore. That's pretty bad. And then the starters for the Nationals, no one is too scary. Josiah Gray is interesting, but has a home run issue. And Fetty, while he's been like adding like some more curveballs, like towards the second half and having some good outings, it's still Eric Fetty. So I feel okay with this upcoming schedule.
It's so weird because Josh Rogers is their best pitcher post-trade deadline. That because yes. Scherzer is gone. He has a 2.73 ERA, but he has a 5.7 K per nine. I don't know how that's possible.
I have no idea either. And I mean,
and a 34% ground ball rate. Like, how is he getting outs? I don't understand.
I don't understand either because I watched one of his outings. I didn't watch the entire thing. I kind of watched like the thing on MLB where you can kind of like speed through a game because I'm like, what is going on? And there's nothing like super spectacular about him. It's just kind of like, I don't know. He must have like given something to like the BABIP gods, right? Because he just manages to just sneak through things.
Yeah, I really don't understand it. Like no strikeouts, no ground balls. So all your outs are coming from the air. That really seems like you're playing with fire. I don't understand how that's sustainable.
Yeah.
But hopefully, you know, that's exactly what the doctor ordered for this Red Sox offense, and maybe they can put a couple over the fence. Who knows? But all right, now the fun times begin here. What is your prediction for this series?
Oh, boy. I think we go 2 out of 3, right? Because I'm just because of the... how we performed against Baltimore and how I was expecting a sweep there and just our offense just seems to be in a rut. I'll be conservative and go 2 out of 3. But obviously I'm hoping 3 out of 3.
Yeah. 2 out of 3. I mean, this weekend there's not many scenarios where we can avoid like a playoff game, like a play in game to get into the play in game. Not just for the Red Sox, but for Seattle, Toronto, just the last three. So it really feels like there's going to be a game 163 for two of these teams. A 2 out of 3 might be enough to make that happen. It also might not be enough just because of who Seattle and Toronto are playing.
Yeah.
I also feel like 2 out of 3, but I'm not confident that gets them in the playoffs. Just the way they've been going.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. Well, prediction for MVP.
I'm going to go with Schwarber because, I mean, prior to his hammy injury, before he was traded, he was, like, going game busters and hitting all these home runs. So maybe he just hits all the home runs, and that's all the runs that we need.
I sure hope so. I'm going to go Chris Sale because I legitimately think that if the Red Sox need that game on Sunday, he's pissed off enough that he might just strike out 27 batters.
Yeah.
And wouldn't shock me. So I'm going to go for Chris Sale in that spot. All right. Well, that is going to do it for us in what may be our second to last episode of the year. We will be back with you again Monday morning to recap the series and hopefully preview like an actual playoff, but you know, who knows, this weekend is just gonna be absolute chaos, so let's just make the most of it. Thanks for listening.